Time to talk some basketball now, and really the high point of a season, I guess, and what's been a pretty good season for the NBL. Game one of the grand final series on tonight, Perth Wildcats going for back-to-back titles, taking on the Illawarra Hawks. And joining us to talk about it, Liam Santamaria. G'day, Liam.
How you going, Rowan?
Yeah, very well. Now, best of five, this one, isn't it? Is that the first time we've had best of five?
First time for a while. Used to be a best of five grand final series in the NBL, and it's been best of three for the last few years, but they've gone back to the five-game series this year, which is great, because anything that extends, as you said, what's been a sensational season is good for the fans. So hopefully this one can go the distance. Most people picking the Wildcats, I certainly am, in a close series, but the Illawarra Hawks have been proving the naysayers wrong all year. They were tipped by many to finish towards the bottom of the standings, and then they were certainly not given a lot of hope heading into the semi-finals against the top of the table, Adelaide 36ers, but they just keep on keeping on, and now they're taking on the juggernaut that is the Perth Wildcats in the grand final.
It's sort of a reflection of the season, really, isn't it? The fact that, you know, Perth third, Illawarra fourth, both defeated the top two teams in the semis. It's been that sort of season, really.
It is. It has. And look, in the end, we're going to end up with the first premier from outside the top two in the past 15 years.
And Illawarra haven't won it since about, what, 2001?
Correct.
Yep.
Yep. And look, it's a real David and Goliath kind of situation with this matchup, really. I mean, Perth, you're looking at a team that's played in the six of the past eight grand finals. They've won seven championships over the journey. Illawarra, they've won just the one back in 2001, and this is their fourth grand final appearance in their history. The big, strongest kind of club on and off the court, the Wildcats, versus one of the provincial clubs who just the genuine battlers, but under head coach Rob Beveridge, who had some success in Perth a few years back, they've been really strong over the last couple of years, and they're right in amongst it here in the grand final series.
So hypothetical, let's look on the positive here. Say this final does go to a fifth game. How does the home court advantage play out?
Well, it's Perth have the home court advantage. They finished third, Illawarra fourth. So they get three games at home in the best of five series, and it alternates. So your panel up there dropped in a little subtle shout out to the home court advantage for the Perth Wildcats.
Oh, the jungle!
It's music. So the jungle. We're at the Jungle Perth Arena this afternoon, 4 o'clock Western Australian time, 7 o'clock our time.
Very intentional. He's saying too.
Nicely done. Yeah, and then it just flip flops. So game two in Illawarra. Essentially, game five, if it goes the distance, will be in Perth. And look, that's why I'm picking Perth in five. They've just got such a massive home court advantage. It's so hard to beat them there, especially in the finals. And Illawarra is going to have to but win both at home, you would think, and then take at least one game in Perth. So they're up against it, but they've been up against it all year. And They've managed to stick with it. So I don't know. It's a tight one. Most of the experts or the people outside of Wollongong certainly riding the Wildcats.
Should be a great series. Looking forward to it. Just a quick one to finish too. Melbourne United's coaching search. Where's that at?
Well, we're waiting on word. Certainly, Dean Demopoulos has been told that they're going to move on from him. He signed a 2-year deal 2 years ago, and unable to make the finals in that period of time with what's been a pretty stacked roster, fair to say. So they're gonna move on from him, and there's plenty of rumours innuendo, names like former coach of the year Sean Dennis. Certainly the Brian Gorgian name continues to always swirl around Melbourne United. Dean Vickerman, who used to play for the Melbourne Tigers back in the day, won a championship with New Zealand, and also Brendan Joyce is a name that's popped up in the rumour mill. So we wait to hear. I don't think they're in any kind of rush. It's a long off season for the NBL, so they've got plenty of time up their sleeve, and I think they're going to turn over plenty of stones.
Great work, Liam. Enjoy the grand final. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers, Rowan. Ciao.
That's Liam Santamaria, our NBL commentator. Great grand final coming up between Perth and Illawarra.